USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been ousted. The vote came despite a passionate plea from Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Tom Cole.
The overwhelming majority of my party supports the speaker that we elected. We're proud of the leadership he's shown.
A handful of Republicans joined Democrats today to oust McCarthy. The push was led by Florida's Gates, who's angry McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open. This is the first time in U.S. history that a Speaker of the House has ever been voted out of office. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to a federal gun charge in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearm charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. These charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Day two of former President Trump's civil trial is in the books.
Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, were back in a Manhattan courtroom for the second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the New York courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also.
Trump also telling reporters he will take the stand at the appropriate time. They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump's company operating in New York. The judge has imposed a limited gag order on the case. I'm John Schaefer.
Joe Jonas and estranged wife Sophie Turner are slated for a January 2nd trial in Manhattan Federal Court for the custody dispute over their two young children. The Game of Thrones actress initiated an emergency lawsuit to relocate the children from New York City to their permanent residence in England. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A new list from Forbes ranks Elon Musk as the richest person in America. The 42nd annual Forbes 400 list was released this morning, and Musk is number one for a second year in a row with an estimated $251 billion thanks to a higher valuation for SpaceX shares and a rebound in Tesla shares. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is number two for a second year in a row with an estimated worth of $161 billion. Student loan repayments have resumed. Republicans have thwarted attempts to continue a moratorium that began during the COVID pandemic.
I don't know of any reason why people can't continue to pay their student loans on time.
That's Senator John Cornyn of Texas. He says President Biden acted illegally in forgiving student loan debt. Pope Francis is opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. The Vatican published a letter from France yesterday responding to a list of questions presented by five conservative cardinals who challenged him to reinforce traditional Catholic teaching on same-sex marriage. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. The late-night talk show hosts, they're back on the air. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel were all back at the helm of their TV shows Monday night for the first time since members of the Writers Guild of America went on strike last May. Dave Collins, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Stephan, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.